Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. There's a story from years back about a man, a farmer in China, that went to a missionary doctor that was living in that land at that time. And the doctor looked at his eyes and he had cataracts. And so this man hadn't been able to see for a while. And this field office had enough medical equipment that this doctor could remove the cataracts from this man's eyes. And the joy that this farmer had when he could see again, he was just so thankful and appreciative to the doctor. Well, a few weeks went by, and this man who the doctor got rid of the cataract came back. Except when he came back, he had a rope tied around his waist, and this rope was connected to a dozen or so other farmers that all had lost their sight because of cataracts. And if you can imagine, why did this man bring all these others there? Because he wanted them to experience what he experienced, and that he couldn't help but share the good news of what the doctor was able to do for him. Today, as we think about our gospel text today, I want us to really get this to sink into our hearts, that we, those who have experienced Christ's transforming power in our lives, we should proclaim it to others. If we have experienced a change in our lives, Jesus doing something, Jesus making a difference, the Spirit of God filling us with his presence, how can we keep that to ourselves? But we must proclaim it. And so for our gospel lesson today, I want to do it a little bit differently. I want to start at the end of the gospel reading, that after Jesus had healed this man who was filled with demons, the people rejected Jesus. They were afraid of what he had accomplished. And so they asked Jesus to go. This man who had experienced this good from Jesus said, "Jesus, let me follow you." But Jesus said this. Read this verse with me together. "Return home and tell how much God has done for you." And so the man went away and told all over town how much Jesus had done for him. In this gospel lesson, there was an easy to mark the transformation, right? He went from a manic, a maniac, to a missionary. He went from someone who was uncontrollable, someone who was violent, someone who people felt dangerous around, to now being of his right mind, going back to town and saying, "This is what Jesus has done for me." Isn't that what being a missionary is about? Just sharing. This is what Jesus has done for me. This is the difference that Jesus has made in our life. To be able to share what we have experienced, what we have how we have been transformed, to proclaim it to others. And so I have two key questions to put before you today. Two key questions to kind of be rolling in your mind today and this week. The first is this. In your own lives, in your own walk with Jesus, to what extent am I experiencing the transforming power of Christ? Do you have any good news to share? Is Jesus making a difference in your life? I heard one yes. What difference is Jesus making in your life? And I think the challenge here is that Jesus, he needs more than, well, he can do a lot in just an hour on Sunday morning, right? He can do a lot, but Jesus wants to be a part of your day in and day out. As you talk to him in prayer, as you study Holy Scriptures, they change us, they transform us. As you serve others, loving others as Jesus has loved you. I think as we do these things, as we have this faith, we experience the power of Christ in our lives. In our 10:30 service today, we have a little one coming to be baptized. What happens in our baptism? We're changed, aren't we? We're transformed from, you know, a child who is born into this world in sin, but through the power of the word and through the power of the water, God transforms that child from a child of sin and death to a child of life, a child of God. That this child is now an heir of everything that Jesus has accomplished. There's a transformation. But the parents also make a promise that this child will continue to grow in this faith, to hear God's word, that people will pray for them, that as a congregation, we will rally around that child, that they may continue to grow and change and be closer to Christ. So in your life, how are you experiencing the transforming power of Christ? And then the second thing, how am I proclaiming the transforming power of Christ? Because if we're experiencing something so good, we can't keep it to ourselves. We have to share it. We have to say, this is the difference God is making. This is why I have peace. This is the joy that fills my heart. God has changed me. I want you to experience the same thing as well. This man was completely transformed. This man that Jesus encountered. If you look at the very first words as this man that was possessed by demons, as Jesus approaches him, this man says, "What will you have to do with me, Jesus? I beg you, do not torment me." This man was so far removed from himself that when Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" he had no name. He had no identity apart from his lostness, apart from his possession. He said, "My name is Legion." It's the demons talking. And so Jesus saw this man in his need. And as Jesus cast those demons out of this man was filled with Christ, his peace. So that at the end, this man begged Jesus, "I want to go with you." Transformation from Jesus, "Stay away from me," to Jesus, "I don't want you to leave me." There's something about this transformation that this man experienced that it changed him. And Jesus sent him back home. Said, "This isn't the time for you to go to me. Go back home. Tell others what God has done for you." And this man became a missionary, not to the Jews, but to the Gentiles who lived on the other side of the Sea of Galilee. Initially, the towns were afraid of Jesus, and they sent him away. But I wonder what this man, what a difference he made when he said, "This is what I know about Jesus. I once was a little crazy, maybe a lot crazy, but now Jesus has changed my life." Jesus has the power to transform lives. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah? Hallelujah? I know we're Lutherans, we don't do that, but you know, Jesus has the power to transform lives. This is what he does. This is what Jesus accomplishes, not just in the Bible, but today. Throughout this whole passage of Luke chapter 8, Jesus is with the disciples, and they're afraid because they're in a boat and a storm comes up. And what does Jesus tell to the wind and the waves and the storm? "Be still." And they're amazed because even the wind and the waves listen to him. Right after that, we have this encounter of Jesus and this demon-possessed man that people had tried to help him. They tried to help him so he wouldn't hurt himself, so they chained him up, but even the chains couldn't hold him. And what did Jesus do for this man? He cast the demons out so that he could now be clothed and of his right mind. After this, Jesus goes back into Israel, and he encounters a man whose daughter is really sick. and says, Jesus, please come heal my daughter. And while they are walking, a woman who was bleeding for many years and many doctors had tried to help her, and all her wealth was gone into doctors, and she had nothing left. But she thought, if I just touch the hem of Jesus' robe, I'll be healed. And this woman touches Jesus' robe, and she's healed. And the man takes Jesus to his daughter, but they say she's dead. But then Jesus says, she's just sleeping. She's this little girl, arise. And this girl that was dead is now alive. What's holding you captive today? Is it the fear of this world, of the wind, of the waves? Do you have water in your basement? You know, all these things that we deal with. What's holding your heart captive with fear, with worry, wondering, I don't have control of this? Let Jesus calm and step into your life and calm your fears. Maybe you have struggled with depression or anxiety or just overwhelmed by life. Let Jesus come and offer you a peace that passes all understanding. Maybe you have gone to doctor to doctor to doctor to try to figure out what's wrong with your life, with your body, and they don't have answers. Come to Jesus to have healing, not just of your body, but of your entire being, your soul. And even if we die, one day Jesus will say, my son, my daughter, wake up. Come live with me forever in paradise. You see, Jesus has the power to transform our lives in this world and the world to come. This is the good news that we have been called to share, sent to witness, to go into our homes, our workplaces, our schools, our communities, to share what Jesus has done for us. Because on the cross, Jesus has died to set us free. Jesus has defeated Satan. Jesus has paid for our sins. Jesus has defeated death. So that as we approach the problems of this world, we can do so in Christ, filled with his presence in our lives. And so set free by Christ's transforming power, we proclaim it. But you might be wondering, I'm not very good with words. How do I proclaim it? I want to give you two ways to proclaim Christ in your life. First of all, exhibit a transformed life. Can people tell that you're different from somebody that doesn't follow Jesus? When bad things happen, do you complain a lot? Do you grumble? How can we be different? And I think part of the heart of the transformed life is our attitude. How do we deal with life? Do we deal with an attitude that we know that in Christ we are victors? Do we have an attitude that when problems come, we say, I can't do it, but with God, all things are possible? Do we struggle with people who maybe reject us and we feel hurt? Do we want to get even, or do we say, God, help me love this person who has become an enemy to me? How do we use our mind and our attitude to exhibit a transformed life? I want to challenge you people to God that when people look at you, they see something different. The second thing, go home. Tell others what Jesus, what God has done for you. Say, hey, Pastor Andy talked about this man who was possessed and Jesus healed him. This is how God has helped me. Write down your story. Write down the difference that God makes in your life. And if you're at a point in your life where you're thinking, I'm not sure what God has done for me, get into God's word. Get into Bible study. Get into prayer. Bring something before God that is on your heart. And with eager expectation, wait to see what God will do for you so that God wants you to experience his presence so that you may share it with others. So again, I challenge you to experience the transforming power of Christ so you can share this good news with others. May God, who has healed that man, heal us and give us good news to share. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for the power of Jesus Christ, who is at loose in this world, seeking to redeem, to restore, to heal all people. I pray, Lord, that as much as we know that this healing is something that happens on the inside that makes us from slaves to sin to sons of a heavenly Father, to experience and be thankful for what this means in our everyday life. Draw us, Lord, into your word, into prayer, into relationships with others, that we may not only experience your goodness, but find ways to tell the good news of Jesus Christ, his life, his death, and his resurrection. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.